WRUF Gainesville, U251CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. This program is paid for by Weeby Marketing.
Well, it's a hard reality to know you're getting older, but we all have to go through it, and with it comes aches and pains with every single step, it seems like. But the good part is the pains are fixable if you take the time to stop by Titan MRI. There's lots of us out there that think we can handle the pain or it'll eventually go away, but what you may not realize, you could be ruining yourself for many years to come. So if you're just scared, don't be. Go see Joe and the crew at Titan MRI. Their entire mindset is finding out what you need to feel better, and the process is as easy as walking into the swamp and smiling. With an average scan time of just 10 to 15 minutes, you can knock it out on your lunch break before the boss even knows you're gone. Titan MRI is the only locally owned and operated MRI center in town, and their staff has more than 20 years of experience in the Gainesville community. And if you're worried about not having insurance, don't be. That's never a problem at Titan MRI, and they'll even have your scan read same day. So tell your doctor, refer you to Titan MRI, or call them at 672-6644 today.
Red 80!
He's still going! They won't catch him! Touchdown, Gators!
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk, Steve Russell, and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it, you got it!
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI, Silverback Concrete, and QC Kinetics.
The ball is loose on the ground, and the Gators have it!
Now, let's join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
We welcome you into another edition of Inside the Huddle as the Gators get set to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks here at home on Saturday. Zach is our producer today, alongside the Gator QB Shane Matthews, the head ball coach Steve Spurrier. We will talk college football with you. If you want to give us a call on the Campus USA phone line, 392-8255, and we will talk to you that way. Coach, I'll start with you. You know, that first drive for Florida looked like things were going to go really well. It didn't after that, but sometimes you got to tip your cap to the other team, and, you know, Georgia the better team on Saturday.
Oh, definitely. And one thing, I came away from the game thinking – how well Georgia's coached. Now, we all know Kirby Smart's excellent head coach, but both their coordinators, Will Muschamp and Mike Bobo, have gotten better. I think Bobo's a better offensive coach than he was a year or two ago. He was at South Carolina at one time, and he wasn't doing very much. So, anyway, he's at Georgia now. And of course, Muschamp, I think he's coaching the best he's maybe ever coached, and he'll probably tell you that also. And all three of them went to Georgia. And I think all three of them were teammates in sort of the mid-90 area there. So anyway, they got good camaraderie. They play real smart. They don't get punts blocked. Their quarterback protects the ball. They do all the little things. They very seldom fumble. And they play a lot of players and a lot of receivers. I think six receivers caught three or four passes each, something like that. I don't know what it was. But they're a good team, and they're generally always ready to play. So you're not going to catch them on a down week.
What we talked about yesterday, they ain't going anywhere.
They ain't going anywhere. That's what's scary is, you know, Coach brought up the point of all three of their main coaches played there. That's now, if they were all at Nebraska and an NFL team came calling, they may go. But what they've built there, you know, it's just they're going to recycle players and bring them in and year out, and they got it going, and that's a scary situation for us.
Okay, we're going to now do our questions of the week, and we're going to – thank you. Questions of the week brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. You can send your questions to questions@gatorshows.com. Jacob in Gainesville, the 4th-and-1 call was the momentum changer. Georgia scored 37 consecutive points thereafter. Would you have gone for it? 20% of coaches in a similar position would have gone for it on 4th down. I don't know where that comes from. 100% of them would have chosen a higher percentage play. What would you have run?
Well, it's easy to say what we would have done after the fact. If number two, I don't know if he's an outside linebacker, but he was very disciplined. you know, I think majority of college football players would have not been disciplined, but Georgia's coached very well. It's easy to second guess it. Did the momentum change a little bit? Yeah, but we didn't stop them the entire game. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. If we make that play, people talk about it forever, but we still probably lose the game.
Yeah, I when it happened, somebody up there in the box said, would you go for it here? And I said, well, if I had confidence in our defense, I'd punt it. But if we're not going to stop them, we got to go for it.
There you
go. And we got to try to stay on the field, on offense, limit how many possessions Georgia gets, and try to win the game. So I thought Billy was trying to win the game. Now, could he have run a toss sweep instead of the pass of the under the – I like the under the quarterback sneak play, but they covered everybody down the field, and ETN, he was trying to throw that left-handed pass, but he had nowhere to throw it. So it was almost as if Georgia watched us in practice run that play because
they had
it well. I don't know. Maybe they stole the – I think he called that one from the sideline. Man, they had everybody covered. So I was hoping maybe a little toss sweep or something like that would have got it. But, I thought he should have gone for it because our defense couldn't stop him. So what the heck?
All right. So yeah. That's the head ball coach saying that.
Now, if our defense was good, you punt the ball. Yeah, yep. But our defense was struggling.
Olna in Tallahassee, Carson Beck's from Jacksonville, and one point a Gator baseball commit. How is this game different if he's on the good guys' side?
It wouldn't have mattered.
No.
Our quarterback's fine. I mean, look, Carson Beck, he played really well in this game. He's played well all year long, and big, strong, talented kid who was committed here also as a football player. But we chose Anthony over him. He went back to Georgia. But the quarterback ain't the problem on this team. Mm-hmm.
Patrick in Gainesville, talent gap between UF and Georgia was obvious. I think we're 3 years away from getting enough talent to close the gap. Can the 2024 class close that? I think so. I mean, so far it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think our talent has gotten better every year mm-hmm. Billy's been here. You know, you just got to coach better, you got to play better, and you got to hope these other teams don't get better.
I agree. Now we know Texas A&M, for an example, they've got a team that has a bunch of NFL type players, but they're struggling to win 6-7 games a year. So it's more than just players. It's a little bit of everything as far as maybe your schedule, maybe camaraderie, leadership within the team is very important. So all of our good teams here, when I was here, we had the senior, junior leadership. The older guys talk to younger guys. Here's how we do it, and there's no there's no excuses. Here's how we're going to play this game and play it to win and so forth. So I don't know that we have the older guys in position or whatever that leadership is involved right now.
Like it or not, it's a young team.
Yeah, and I think Coach brings up a good point that people overlook. The schedule, like – Ole Miss is having a great year. We'll see how it transpires the next couple of weeks. But they've really only played one they played Alabama, lost, and then they had a shootout that they won against LSU. Other than that, they have beaten nobody.
That's part of it. Mm-hmm. Bobby in Gainesville, do you agree that next year Napier should add a play caller, a special teams coach, and a new O-line coach? Well, they got two of them. So
well – I'll go and let Coach answer. My thoughts are, you know, people talk about the offensive coordinator. I wish I had a nickel for every time people talk about it. I don't know the answer to that because he was the head coach. He called the plays. Lane Kiffin does the same thing. Lincoln Riley does the same thing. Hugh Freeze does the same thing. It can be done. He was hired here because of what he did at Louisiana as a play caller and a head coach. Mm-hmm. I'm more concerned about our defense than I am offense right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Billy got the job here because they were good on offense and they won at Louisiana there. So obviously he should do it the way he did it there. In time, like when Jimbo Fisher gave up play calling, well, he'd done it for about 7 or 8 years and wasn't working, so he brought in a proven guy, Bobby Petrino, to do it. So I think at times you keep doing what you do as a head coach. If after several years it's not working, you got to try something different.
The other thing is, and we've talked about this, Coach, who do you hire?
Yeah.
And I think fans think that if you hire somebody, it's automatically going to work. Well, there's no guarantee of that.
Garrett Riley, the number one OC in America last year.
Went to Clemson.
They're 4-4.
Yeah, Dan Enos is available here. Well, everybody in the country wanted him a year or two ago.
Make my point, Coach.
Yeah, he's available.
Samir in Gainesville seemed every Gator drive started inside the 10. How do the Bulldogs pin us back so often?
Pretty good punt. Yeah. Punter. Mm-hmm.
And not driving a lot when you had chances to drive the ball, too. Angela in Gainesville, you were all over the sports news last week, which seems to happen every Florida-Georgia week. This is for Coach. Do you enjoy getting quoted all week by 600 media outlets and sites? She's
quoted?
Asking you. Yeah.
I didn't know I was quoted that much. I don't read them all or anything. What did I say last week? I didn't say much of anything, did I?
I don't think so.
I don't either. So
Juan in Gainesville, Marvin Harrison or J.J. McCarthy for Heisman?
I think Jalen Daniels at LSU's had a better year than any of them.
Yeah, I agree. The LSU quarterback right now, I think, is probably the leading candidate, or maybe the Michigan quarterback. Time will tell, of course, with that stealing sign scandal that's going on up there. We don't know what's going to happen here in 2-3 weeks.
I love Marvin Harrison Jr., though.
No, he's outstanding, but I don't know if he's worthy of winning a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a outstanding, great wide receiver.
He sure is. I mean, he and his dad obviously is in the Hall of Fame.
I think he's better than his dad.
I do too. At this point, Christy in Jacksonville, black uniforms this Saturday at noon. This is the stupidest idea. Mm-hmm. Who planned this game time? The SEC. Are we being punished for our performance in Jacksonville? Wearing black at noon is not smart. Mm-hmm. Let me do this one.
Okay.
The SEC picks the start times. The fact that Florida was wearing black was announced a long time ago. It just so happens that the SEC chose this game.
It ain't going to be hot anyway.
And they don't worry about who's wearing what. They do it for television purposes. That's where the money flows. That's why they do that.
So the answer to her question is, if we win the game, it was a good idea to wear these black uniforms. If we get beat, whose idea was that? Yeah. So it all goes with winning and losing. And
they're very simple. They're auctioning these uniforms off.
Yes.
I guess the money's going to some military families. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
It's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause. Good charity. Yeah. Excellent.
Michael in Ocala, is there going to be a ceremony for your SEC Legend Award? When do I need to head to Atlanta to celebrate with you?
Well, Coach has been a legend. I think they have like a little dinner on Friday night.
Not before the game. They have a little dinner and get up and say a few words. Appreciate your fans and coaches and teammates and all that, right, Shane?
Get ready, Shane.
I have Coach write my speech.
I'm not writing your
speech. Get it ready. Shane in Gainesville, 62% of the starters for FSU have come from the portal. Meanwhile, Dabo's lost 4 ACC games. Is this proof the portal is as important as recruiting?
I actually thought FSU's higher percentage. I thought they had 18 of their 22 starters, I thought, came from the portal. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. Dabo hasn't really – I don't think he has any portal guys. His philosophy may change. You can definitely improve your team through the portal.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of schools like the portal a little bit better than recruiting.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
FSU.
Mississippi State, a lot like that. But I think you got to do a little of both nowadays. And some schools lean one way or the other. But a little of both, I think, is the best way to go.
Kirby Smart said this. And, again, he's not the end-all, be-all to this. But he said, I like to get a kid as a freshman and coach him up, teach him our system, teach him our way to do things. And this way, by the time he grows a little older, he knows what we're doing. And then I'll pick and choose in the portal where I need help. I
wonder if they hadn't had this run that they're on, if he would have that same philosophy. If he was, a struggling team that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's built that program, and it's just a machine.
And it's worked for him, obviously. David says, Coach of the Year Awards banquet's taking place at your restaurant in Celebration Point. He runs a small business. Where do I find sponsorship information for the event? Do you have an idea who will win it this year?
ChrisDoringMortgage.com, I think, is the official way to get a ticket to that event. Chris Doring's company is one of our sponsors. So that's the way to do that. And, we're looking around for Coach of the Year right now. Shane, who you got top?
It's got to be a first-year guy.
First year to school.
So I'm trying to think.
Louisville is.
Jeff Blum. That's a no-brainer, Coach.
He may be
that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, after the first 3 weeks, Coach Prime was the leading candidate.
He ain't making the trip.
Yeah,
he may not still be in it, but anyway.
All right, let's get a call on the Campus USA phone line. Greg, hello.
Hey, appreciate that, everybody, what you guys do. I just had a quick question for Coach Spurrier and Shane, and even you, Shane, Steve, if you like. But, you know, everybody's saying, oh, we're getting better, let's wait. And I do agree with that. I mean, we do have to wait. I mean, Lord knows in 92, we were all going, what the heck's going on? And then Coach Spurrier ripped off 4 SEC championships in a row. I was alive in my prime. I'll always be the glory days for me. But the score was 42-20, Billy Napier's first year here. Now it's 43-20. If anything, I mean, we're regressing, in my opinion. So what did look good, in y'all's opinion, from the Billy's first year here versus Georgia to this past weekend? Because the scores are identical. And one could argue nothing's changed in 2 years. And so just what has improved from year one to year two? I'll listen off air. Go Gators.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead, Shane.
Well, scores have nothing to do with whether you improve or not. You can't compare what the score of this game compared to the score of that game. That's just not – you just can't do that. I think they're a lot better on offense. I wish we would throw it a little bit more, but I understand we have trouble protecting. Defensively, I think the eyeball tells you a little bit better, but statistically they're kind of the same. I think they have better players, but it's just not translating. Here's the thing. I just think Georgia overmatches us in every category there is right now.
Right now. Laura in Gainesville, fan optimism a week before the game was unbelievable, also unrealistic. I'm a Duke fan myself, live in Gainesville. Can tell you Gator fans need to learn patience and grow up. Jacob in Gainesville, Coach Leopold at Kansas doesn't get the credit he deserves. Beat Oklahoma, fastest coach to 100 wins in college football history. Has 6 national championships, Division III, including 2 at Buffalo. Were they lower division when he was there?
Who are we talking about?
They were
in the Sun Belt or whatever when he was the coach.
Yeah, because he's Division III, including 2 at Buffalo, and I thought Buffalo was anyway. How much longer until he's at a football school? Well, I mean, I don't know, but he's done a good job at
Kansas.
He's
done a great job.
He's done a great job at Kansas, and he's obviously a wonderful, excellent coach. Who knows? Kansas has got plenty of money if they want to keep him, and if he, you know, pay him what the other coaches are making, that's fine. So, he'd be my coach of the week, by the way, with their victory over Oklahoma.
Yep. You know what's interesting? You look at those new Big 12 schools that come in, well, they are having no success in that league.
Yeah, no.
UCF, have they beat one of the Big 12?
No, they're winless in the league.
I don't think Cincinnati has either, have they?
They had a chance to beat Oklahoma, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Last three here, James and Fort White, sign-stealing dominating sports news. Are we approaching a change in signaling plays from the sidelines? Mm-hmm. How were you able to mask your signs when you were coaching?
We tried to hide them a little bit from the signal guy, things like that. But we also knew that that's part of the game. When you come to the ballpark, your signal man can't just stand out there and do his signals. So every school knows that. And that's part of the game. At the stadium. Now, what Michigan's accused of is sending that analyst guy, whatever his title was, to all the stadiums of their opponents and video their signal people. So, and they had some kind of signal to their team if it was a run or a pass. I heard one of the radio guys say if it's a pass, some of the players would point to the sky. So that's where it's against the rules, is when you send the guy out and watch a team play and he videos it, right, Shane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They say they can't afford it.
That's just nonsense.
Thank you. You know, with the NFL.
I think
does.
I
but
heard.
You're still, the way football's played today, they're still going to have to signal to the other skill guys because, like, for us, for example, we have 3 guys signaling. I don't know who's watching what. But we also have coaches signaling. So I really believe if you're a wide receiver, you look at the wide receiver coach
right.
to get the formation and the
look
play.
At Billy, yep.
Quarterback, the only thing that Graham Mertz communicates with is the offensive lineman. You know, the communication will help, but you still got to somehow get the play to the other guys.
Yeah, we used to signal straight to the quarterback, and he told the rest of the guys what to do.
Which, to me, that's – I would never trust. I'm glad I don't play now because I would have never trusted the receivers getting the correct signal.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if we say we have a curl on, I come back, I fire the curl. Well, he just ran a go route, pick six, because he looked at the signal wrong, you know.
Or got the signal wrong.
Yeah, that's scary to me.
Catherine in Daytona, Coach, are you a Heisman voter? Will you attend the ceremony in December?
Oh, yeah, I've been going every year now for 30, 35 years or more. Yeah, all former winners vote, and I think it's still early to pick who's going to win that thing.
Final one, Sarah in Gainesville, her son at the Buholz team banquet at Spurrier's, wanted to thank you for what you do for local schools. He thought it was cool you spoke to the team.
Yeah, Buholz High School had, I think, their senior banquet dinner at the restaurant Sunday night. Had a chance to go over there and wish those guys the best of luck. They got one more regular season game, Trinity Catholic. They played
John
those
Brantley.
Guys.
Yeah.
And then the playoffs start. And they got a team that's capable of going the distance. So
yes.
It'll be fun watching them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to our Campus USA phone line. Rick, hello.
Yeah, this is a scrap the cat crap Rick. I got an idea. I'm in favor of offensive coordinator and special teams coordinator. But if we can't find anybody right now, hey, we got a diamond sitting right there. How about the head ball coach coming in temporarily? Probably could get the same money he got as a head coach back when. And for what it's worth, if scrap the crap's too strong for the theme, how about fun and stun? But I was the guy in 84, 85 that his wife and a friend of hers wrote a five or carried a 5x10 foot banner around Florida infield during the game that said, we ain't wailing, keep galing. So anyway, we can start a groundswell for the head ball coach. What do you think?
I tell you what, my son Scotty was special team coordinator for Bobby Stoops in the XFL, and they won the championship this year. And I asked him about that block punt. He said they overloaded one side, and the Gator pump protection did not adjust. They didn't slide or whatever. And a free guy came in and blocked the punt. So, and that's all he did was a special team coordinator. And I started going to that at South Carolina. At Florida, we had different guys split up the special teams. But at South Carolina, we had one guy, and that's all he had to do all day was hang out with the punters and the kickers and the holders and get the, you know, the cover teams, kickoff, punt, and all that ready to go. So I think there is a spot for a special team coordinator on anybody's team now. I just think that is that important.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Rick, thank you. And again, I'm not – Coach, I don't disagree. But, Shane, you've made this point several times. Let's say that you do hire one, and then a punt gets blocked. Now what? Fire him.
Well, like I said, offensive coordinator, coach can speak on this because he's done it. He's been a head coach, and he's never really hired an offensive coordinator. But most of the time, it's somebody that you've worked with somewhere down the road, just like, you know, his son Bubba had worked with Mike Leach all those years, went from Washington State to Mississippi State with him. It's all about relationships. And, you know, people talk about Jeff Scott. That's what name keeps coming up. Okay, well, Jeff Scott, did y'all watch him at USF? They weren't very good.
Yeah. Well, let's go Play of the Week, brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. Put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union. Play of the Week.
My Play of the Week is, I didn't get to see it, but obviously Cal had a chance on their two-point play against the Trojans and didn't succeed, but that would be my play of the day.
I'm going to give it – I hate to always be flattering the Georgia Bulldogs, but that receiver, McConkey, he caught that – crossing route, put the brakes on, and outran all of our guys to the end zone. I said, dang, what a play he made. It should have been a nice 15-yard gain, and he reversed field and went for a touchdown. So I McConkey, what's his first name?
Ladd McConkey. Yep. Take a break. Come back. Much more Inside the Huddle to come. ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WYUF. Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave and Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave and Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave and Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
Hi again, everybody. It's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly, for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. As a sports broadcaster, I've seen a lot of teams, and I recognize a winning one when I see it. That's what I found with my new friends at Quality Plumbing. From the person who answers the phone, and yes, it's still a live person, to the service manager, to the expert technician that arrives at my door, the Quality Plumbing team is second to none. Take it from me and trust these pros. Quality Plumbing, their name really does say it all.
License number CFC043073.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Kerry himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Follow ESPN Gainesville on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Stay up to date with the latest information, interviews, stories, contests, and events. We are 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards, and that's why they are the number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
That's the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, the Gator QB, Shane Matthews, and yours truly, Steve Russell, here inside the huddle. Let's do our team of the week, brought to you by Dave and Buster's, where everyone's a winner. Dave and Buster's Eat and Play, located in Celebration Point. Team of the week, Shane.
Mine's the Kansas Jayhawks. I think most of us probably agree with that. Yep. Huge win for their program.
Yep, mine too. Coach, you?
Well, that's who I had. I had Kansas. They stormed the field, tore down the goalposts. Somebody needs to make a rule that it's okay to storm the field, but don't touch the goalposts. That's where people get hurt, you know, and they go flopping all over the place. But running out on the field, Clemson does that every home victory. They haven't run out as much this year, but it's okay. It's okay there. It's a tradition there. And to me, I think we ought to allow that.
Coach of the Week, brought to you by Ruse Ogra State Farm Insurance. State Farm agent Ruse Ogra is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. Coach of the Week.
Well, Lance Lapo, the Kansas coach, I think we all agree, a huge win over Oklahoma, so he'd be my coach of the week.
Mine's Dan Lanning. I mean, I can't remember the last time the Utah Utes lost at home, and they just got blasted.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know Utah's kind of been playing shorthanded, mm-hmm. quarterback offensive issues, but give Dan Lanning. Mm-hmm. I like Dan Lanning. I like listening to his press conferences and stuff, and mm-hmm. I would go with Dan Lanning.
Coach, I'm like you that, you know, maybe you don't want to give credit to the school in Athens, but Kirby Smart.
Yeah, he deserves it, yeah.
You just have to respect what he's done, how he's done it. He's got a system. He's got a culture. There was an article from a guy in the NFL now, and I think his last name is Jones, who talked about what Kirby had done with him and with the program, about how he nurtured him, you know, taught him the system, taught him what to do, and he's one of the reasons why he's in the NFL now. That speaks volumes.
I think it's pretty cool that I didn't really think about it until Coach mentioned it earlier. I forgot about Mike Bobo playing quarterback there as the OC, and then with Muschamp, you know, he's been around coaching a long time, but he loves that university, and their three main guys wore the red and black.
You'd also have to say Mike Norvell's having a heck of a coaching year also.
Yeah, he is.
Our two biggest rivals maybe, Georgia and FSU, and we're up here bragging on their coaches. We need to start bragging on our coach.
We'll take a break and come back. Inside the Huddle continues, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-through and carry-out options, or dine-in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-through open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Coming up at 4, it's the Tailgate with Jeff Cardozo and Pat Dooley, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and on your phone with the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, you'll visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knee, shoulder, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. Call today. QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, our home stretch here. If you have a call you want to get in on the Campus USA phone line, 392-8255. This will be interesting, guys. Top four teams brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on both sides of Archer Road. Enjoy juicy chicken, waffle fries, and more. Eat more chicken. Tonight is the first college football playoff poll. So this is the one now that counts as far as what will happen for the teams that are in the top four and go to the playoff. So I guess we can talk about the top four that you have, Shane, right now.
Mm-hmm. I got Georgia one. I have the Washington Huskies at number two. Their only loss was, you know, was who they lose to? Oregon? No, they beat Oregon.
They haven't lost.
No, they haven't lost. That's right. I meant the Oregon Ducks are number three for me. Yeah. So I got Georgia, Washington, Oregon Ducks, and I got Florida State sitting at number four. I do not have Michigan in there. I do not have Ohio State in there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
although they will
the
be.
The poll tonight will be Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and FSU. That'll be the poll tonight.
Okay.
So I'll guess what that will be the poll tonight.
It's interesting. ESPN has this. They've got Ohio State with the highest chance of making it at 79%, followed by FSU at 65%, Michigan at 49%, and Coach Georgia at 41%, less than 50% chance to make the playoff. I mean, they do have a challenging schedule at the end here. And plus, they got to play the SEC title game, but that surprised me a little bit.
Analytics there.
Yep. Okay, time for Coach's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Meldon Law. With over 50 years of experience, the only injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, Meldon Law won't back down. What do you got, Coach?
Okay, I'm going to we're playing Arkansas this week, and I think the last time I've called this play or ran this play was against Arkansas. We went out there in 95 or 96, what was that year? I want to say it was 95. It was 96 because Danny Werfel was playing, and they were rushing nine guys. Now, obviously,
I bet it was Joe Lee Dunn.
Yeah. We only got eight blockers. I mean, they had five up here, four here, and these two are all by themselves. So normally you got to throw a three-step pass, but what we did. At times we blocked them all, and then the other guy would come. So what we did, we had the tight end, Tremaine Allen. He would block this guy for just a second, then he would rush. And they're blocking all three of these. Both of our backs are coming this way, so we can block all four of them. So as we come back, they got one more than we can block. So Tremaine, he ran a little block delay. And Danny went back and floated him a little pass. He ran about 35, 40 yards, I think, for a touchdown. So that's the old fake block, go out play. But you got to do a good job faking it here, because this guy is taught to grab you, and so that guy can come free. But anyway, that was Tremaine Allen back in 96. I believe that was 96 season. And that'll be my story today about that game also. It's sort of interesting.
Okay. It's amazing what you remember. It just is. It's amazing that you remember. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break, come back. Some big games we'll predict coming up. We still have time for a Campus USA phone call as well. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up.
Come to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill for the release of our newest private barrel Thursday, November 16th. Lugo's Risky Rum, double-aged in oak barrels for a distinctive and woody taste, is the perfect rum for bourbon fans. Join 125 of your friends upstairs at Visor's Rooftop for this exclusive release, featuring a special spread of our farm-to-table food, rum cocktails, gifts, raffles, and a meet-and-greet with Coach Spurrier. Each ticket includes a barrel of Spurrier's Single Barrel Select Risky Rum. Plus, every 11 ticket sold will have their bottle signed by Coach Spurrier.
It's going to be a great night. Get your tickets at Spurrier's.com.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-through and carry-out options, or dine-in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-through open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
This is Hub Brown, Dean of the College of Journalism and Communications here at the University of Florida, and you are listening to ESPN 98.1 FM 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.
And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world. WRUF Radio App.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Time now for Games to Look For, brought to you by Quality Plumbing. We need the quality plumber. Rely on the same company Gainesville's trusted for over 30 years. Quality Plumbing, their name says it all. Okay, let's start with Texas A&M at Ole Miss, a noon game.
This is an interesting game. It seems like I always pick Texas A&M. Ole Miss has to go to Georgia, I think, next week. I got a funny feeling A&M finds a way to win this game.
I got to go Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss has a little bit more to play for. They've just got the one conference loss. But it should I think Ole Miss can outscore.
I think this is the best defense that Ole Miss has seen all year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame Fighting Irish at Clemson.
I'll lean Notre Dame because I'm a big Sam Hartman guy, and Clemson, they're struggling big time offensively.
Yep, I like Notre Dame
with
too.
With the big time offensive coordinator they hired.
Yeah,
Notre Dame had a big win last week, didn't they? They seemed
Pitt, like 56-7 or something like that.
Yeah, but it'll be a good game. I guess I'd go with Notre Dame right now.
Okay.
Kadabba, so it'll be 4-5 if they lose that game, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Missouri, Georgia.
I think the dogs roll. I'm with you. I think Missouri's much improved. They're kind of a scary team coming off a bye, but I just think Georgia's on a different level than everybody else.
Yeah, it's at Georgia, too. And
yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think Georgia will rebound. They don't get full of themselves after big wins, so I think they'll be ready to go.
I don't know. I just think, you know, Missouri played them last year and got an early lead, remember? And then Georgia came back. Mm-hmm. Will there be any kind of a hangover, you know, from Georgia? I don't know. I think early, Missouri's competitive. But after that, I think Georgia wins. Auburn at Vanderbilt.
Ooh. Won't be many balls thrown in this game.
Yeah.
Auburn had their Hugh Freeze's first win, I think, in the conference. I mean, I can't pick Vanderbilt. I think it'll be an ugly, ugly game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn's not that bad.
They can't throw for 100 yards.
Well, they hit a pass last week, didn't they? I know they've not done much on offense.
Is this televised?
I believe they can beat Vandy.
Yeah. It has to be televised.
It's SEC Network.
Mm-hmm. What time?
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So after Florida game, Chandler, you can go home and watch that offensive fireworks go. Washington at USC.
Oh, this is SC been struggling defensively. I just think Michael Penix, too much firepower by the Washington Huskies.
Yeah, I think Washington's defense is good enough to hold them down a bit and score a bunch of points.
And USC can't stop a train.
And it's you know, as good as they are under Lincoln Riley, wherever he's been, you would think he would make a change. Is he related to that guy?
I don't know. But he is loyal, though.
He's very loyal.
Kentucky at Mississippi State.
That's going to be an interesting one because Kentucky's, what, lost 3 in a row after beating us pretty good. They got a lot of hype. I'll tell you what, I think Kentucky might can score enough points to beat Mississippi State.
If Will Rogers does not play, I like Kentucky. If Will Rogers does play, and I don't know what his status is, I like Mississippi State at home.
I'm just going to pick Kentucky because Devin Leary had a pretty good game last week. Maybe his best game.
He threw some beautiful passes against Tennessee. Yeah.
Let's do Miami at NC State.
Well, Dave Doran says they're not a basketball school.
Yeah, about that.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah,
that
Steve
pretty,
Smith.
That
yeah.
was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was funny. Yeah, I'll take State at home, NC State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. LSU at Alabama.
I'll sort of pick LSU.
Mm. It's in Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to score. I think Jaden Daniels, they're really good on offense, but I just keep – LSU's defense is ranked worse than ours, and they can't stop anybody. I just think Alabama's physicality can take over, and they'll win. I think they may win a shootout.
The only thing I'm worried about with Alabama is, will they score touchdowns instead of field goals? Because if they don't score touchdowns with LSU, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
But at home, it's hard to pick against Saban, so I'm going to go with Alabama. Let's go to our Campus USA phone line. Andrew, hello.
Yeah, I got a question for you guys. Sometimes at the end of the year, you get to, like, the Missouri game. It seems like some of the players have already packed it in. It's like, I think we got a lot to play for. I'm excited for the rest of the year. But what do you do about maybe this portal? It makes people, you know, look for another team almost. Like, what do you do to keep the players, like, pumped up and tell them, like, hey, we got a lot to play for, man?
Well, I'll let Coach answer this, but I'll chime in first. If you're a competitor, you go compete. And, Coach, you've said it multiple times, you are what your record says. So when you come back to the reunions.
If there is one.
Yeah. I mean, you're sitting here. I was on a 6-6 team or a 4-8 team. That ain't a real good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we did is we had goals that went all the way through the season and included the bowl game. And one of our goals every year was try to finish in the top 10 in the country. And I don't care what people say, that's pretty neat when you can go in the off season and say, hey, we finished top 10 in the country. So to do that, you need to win toward the end of the season, and you need to win the bowl game. And nowadays, these guys opt out. Some of them might not even be drafted. But so there's a different attitude about it now. But it wasn't hard for us to say, all right, we had a tough loss. All right, we got to bounce back. We can still finish in the top 10 if we do this, that, and the other. So our goals kept us going all the way through the season.
Two more games. Kansas State, you know, isn't it funny how both Kansas and Kansas State doing well this year at the same time? Mm-hmm. Kansas State at Texas.
Mm. Texas still without Quinn Ewers?
Think so.
And I guess Eli. I guess Arch Manning is not good enough to be the backup.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call upset here. I'm going to take the Wildcats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's at Manhattan, huh?
No, it's at Texas.
Oh, it's at Texas.
At Texas, yes, sir.
I'll go with Texas, and I think they're a pretty good team.
Okay. Coach ain't got the quarterback, though. They're still pretty good.
Yeah.
Oklahoma at Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. What's Oklahoma State's record?
They're 6-2, I think.
Are they?
They have put on a win streak, and they got a running back that ran for 200-something yards, I think, last
game. All right, I'm going to go since it's at home, and I'm 40 and I'm a man. I'm going with
Okie State.
The Cowpokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and remember, I just looked it up to make sure I was right. Oklahoma State's already beaten Kansas and Kansas State, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
So they're capable.
Wow. Yeah, they lost a couple early, and now they're on a hot streak.
Yeah.
So I think if I was betting, I'd go with Oklahoma State.
Okay. I'm going to say they lost a game early in the year to like a Sun Belt team, like got shut out.
South Alabama.
Yeah, South Alabama beat them like 33-7.
Yeah. And they lost to Iowa State. And then the next four games, Kansas State, Kansas, West Virginia, Cincinnati, the offense got going. 29, 39, 48, 45. So they're capable.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk Florida-Arkansas. It's a big game for Florida and a big game for Arkansas, too. We'll talk about it next as the show continues. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Kerry himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Hey Gainesville, it's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly here for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. They've been serving the Gator Nation for nearly four decades. Their team of professionals treat every call with the precision and detail of a postseason play with a championship on the line. And when it comes to a plumbing project or emergency, that's exactly the effort I want, and you should too. No job is too big or too small, and every call matters. Take it from me, the voice of the Gators, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all.
License number CFC043073.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
No radio access? Don't worry, we have you covered. Listen to Gators play-by-play anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. And online at WRUF.com.
If you have joint or muscle pain, you don't need surgery, folks. Drugs or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
At Titan MRI, no insurance is no problem, and Titan MRI has the same-day scheduling available. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
Okay, we're going to wrap up Inside the Huddle with Spurrier Stories, brought to you by Auto ER. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER, the hospital for your car, and now the official partner of the Florida Gators. What do you got, Coach?
Well, we're playing Arkansas this week. We don't play those guys much, I think about twice every 8 or 10 years. But anyway, in 96, we played them out there, and we went out there undefeated and so forth. And at halftime, we were only leading 14-7. And that's at their place, and their fans were yelling and screaming and everything. And I remember Lawrence Wright was mad because we gave up a touchdown in the first half. Our guys didn't like giving up touchdowns. And we were sort of yelling at each other a bit. I had to call, timeout, come on. We got another half to get everything straightened out here. So second half, they were blitzing us about the whole game, and Riedel caught about a 70-yard touchdown, and Ike caught a few corner routes. And we're up 42-7 with about 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes left. And I called Coach Franks up top. I said, how many yards does Danny Werfel have? And he said, Coach, he needs 8 more for the school record. And what had happened in 95, we let Eric Kresser play against Southern Miss, and Kresser set the school record for passing yards in a game at home. And so I told Danny, I'll let you set it next year. Don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. So we're late in the fourth quarter there, and he threw a little swing pass, halfback, I think Eli Williams caught it, ran about 10, 12 yards, and he's got the record now. So then I took him out. Those Arkansas fans were booing like crazy. They were cussing us out as we left the field and so forth. So that's, you know you've done a good job when the other team's fans are yelling and screaming at you. Yeah. But, yeah, Danny set the record that day. And then Rex Grossman in 2001 broke his record. And I think Tebow actually owns the single game record.
I think it was against Cincinnati in the bowl
game. Yeah, I think he threw for a bunch of yards. But Rex set it against LSU. And then Saban's LSU team came back and won the SEC that year, beat Tennessee after we lost to them. So one game does not always make you a winner or loser. It's the way it plays out.
All right, let's talk about the game here as we close, guys. Arkansas's coming to town. They've got issues of their own. They fire the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. But I hope that Florida will not take them lightly. If you look at their record, it's not good, but they've been in games. Mm-hmm. They've not been blown out. So, you know, they're going to want to do something with a new coordinator, and we don't really know what they're going to do. So is that harder to prepare for if you have somebody else coming off a bye that you don't really know what the ball plays are going to be?
Well, I don't even know if the new guys call play somewhere else. They'll find that tape, but in a week and a half, you can't put a whole lot of new stuff in. Mm-hmm. They are who they are, and KJ Jefferson's a little bit limited. He's a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. Rocket Sanders is the key to their team. I don't think he's played a lot this year. He may play against us or may not, but this is a team Florida's got to win. We've had success at home. I expect us to win.
I think they'll have a lot of quarterback run plays called where he fakes and goes, and they had not done that much before. But Sam Pittman, I think, is an excellent coach and gets his guys really up and ready to play. So they were off last week, so they are readjusting, and I don't know who his play caller is or this, that, and the other. But I look for their quarterback to really have runs that are called runs and not just scramble runs.
And isn't it funny, a couple of years ago, Sam Pittman was the toast of Little Rock.
Oh, he's playing the jukebox in the locker room, all
that
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just you adjust. It doesn't take long sometimes for, you know, fortunes to go the other way. And of course, he was at Georgia, offensive line coach by trade, so you'd think his teams would be kind of tough, you know, up front. And they were pretty good, you know, for a while, but this league doesn't forgive you. It just doesn't forgive you. And it's very difficult to keep, you know, competing and keep doing what they do. Coach, we talked about this when you first walked in the door. I know Gator fans don't want to hear this, but, you know, you got to get bowl eligible, and you got to go from there. I mean, that's what Florida can do if they win this game.
Yeah, we're probably going to be underdogs the last three. So it's a big game. Need to play well this week. Get that sixth win.
I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. And then the gauntlet starts certainly after this one. LSU, and again, we don't know if that's going to be a 3:30 game or a 7 o'clock game or a 7:30 game. We'll find out. It's going to be one of those three times, though. And then Shannon, I know your favorite place to go, Missouri in November, right?
It's a bad place. It's the worst press box in all, even high school football. It's bad.
Yeah. And then, of course, the semis will be coming here. But first things first, it's Arkansas coming to town. That's our Inside the Huddle for today. Thanks to Zach for producing it. For the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, the Gator QB, Shane Matthews, I'm Steve Russell. Sports Scene is next as you listen to ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
When the head ball coach needed concrete work done for Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, he went with the crew you can trust to get the job done right. Silverback Concrete. Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors across the Southeast. Through time-tested know-how, exacting standards, and rugged workmanship, Silverback Concrete never misses the chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather, precision, grit, safety, and speed. Silverback Concrete. From river to ridge, swamp to coast, Silverback Concrete is your full-service concrete contractor that can get the job done right no matter the terrain. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to learn more. That's silverbackconcrete.co. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back. Visit silverbackconcrete.co today. silverbackconcrete.co.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. If you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. WRUF Gainesville, W251 CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF.